Now, there are calls to give pensioners incentives to keep on working. At the moment, there isn't a lot of incentive. If you're a pensioner working more than just one day a week at the minimum wage, your benefits start to be reduced. So what's the point of doing one day a week? The Chamber of Commerce and Industry is calling for change. They want older Aussies to be able to work more hours before their pension starts to be cut. Andrew McKellar is the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Andrew, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Ben.
This is an important issue because on one hand we're saying to people, look, we want that experience in the workplace, but you go and get a little bit and you get penalised.
Well, look, that's right. At the moment, we've got one of the most crushing labour shortages that we've had in the past two decades. And we think one of the great ways to go about addressing that is to be able to encourage older people who might want to come back into the labour force to be able to do that. So quite often, you know, people on the pension might want to, you know, come back in and do some more work, probably not full time, but 2 or 3 days a week would be quite reasonable. And at the moment, the way the pension is set up, really there's no incentive for people to do that. And we know in Australia we have far less people of pension age who are working than in a country like, say, New Zealand. So there's a real opportunity there.
Yeah, look, I know that there are plenty of businesses out there looking for people with experience. Paul Signorelli, for example, who runs Daltone House, the Function Centre Group, he was in the newspapers over the weekend showing off some of the more experienced workers that he has attracted, and he's on the lookout for 150 more staff members at the moment. But it's going to be difficult because there'll always be people thinking, okay, I can only work so much and then I pay a price.
Oh, Ben, it's a perfect example. I mean, I did read that article and I think it just illustrates the point perfectly. So look, you know, I think if you're on the pension, I mean, there are so many. We think there's probably at least 450,000 people that could be attracted back into the workforce if it was a better financial proposition. So, look, we're urging the federal government to give it a go. We really are desperately looking for experienced workers around the country at the moment, and I think this is the perfect opportunity.
Andrew, where do you draw the line? How many hours or days should you be allowed to work before you're penalised?
Oh, look, we think that certainly, it should be much more generous than it is. Obviously, the modelling that needs to be done. But at the moment, it's really only there to provide an incentive for about 1 day's work a week. Maybe that could be much more generous. If people could work 2 or 3 days without being penalised, then I think that would be much better.
All right. Well, I vow to bring this up with the Prime Minister and the Treasurer at the start of 2022. If I don't get a chance to talk to them over the next 2 days. Thanks so much for your time.
Perfect. Thanks, Ben.
Good on you, Andrew McKellar. Makes sense to me. He's the boss of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Older workers, more experienced workers. What do you think? 131 873.